You're listening to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life, the podcast that's raising consciousness one listener at a time. We'll empower you through the shared knowledge of how to physically, mentally, and spiritually change your life and understand that we as humans have a much deeper purpose. Please welcome your host and self-empowerment expert, Trinaise.
Welcome to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. This is episode 171. What are you committed to? In today's show, Spirit wants us to look deeper into what we're committed to. Spirit says that humans have become so self-destructive that they seem only to be committed to killing themselves. And you need to think about this because that might sound harsh to some of you, but I'm going to show you what Spirit is talking about. There is no excuse for ignorance in our world today because knowledge is literally at your fingertips. Books can be found online. They're easy to order. You can get them from the library, shipped directly to your house. But still, people don't take the time to study. It's not always about the money because much of this information is free. You can access it on your phone. But Spirit says the problem is that humans are too busy being distracted by things that keep them in a low state of ignorance instead of spending hours watching silly videos that teach you nothing. Take the time to watch videos that expand your consciousness and teach you very important things. Even if the things sound outrageous, look into them. Be willing to grow and learn something new. I see a lot of people sitting on their phones and they're always playing games or just seeing what's going on Facebook. But with that same time and energy, you could be learning another language for free on Duolingo or doing something positive like that. Spirit wants you to take a good look at yourself and be honest. The most precious commodity that we have is time. So what are you doing with yours? You really, really need to think about this. Even though on the grand scale of things, looking at it from a spiritual perspective, you are an eternal being. But do you want to spend eternity in a constant cycle of stagnation? Is what you're doing with your time helping you free yourself in any way? Or is it just time for distraction, like children playing all day? Is your time benefiting you in some way? People give most of their time to a job that they hate and then squander the rest of their time doing things that will never amount to anything. So why is it that you can be committed to a job, and it's even worse if it's a job that you really don't like, but you can't be committed to coming home and working on self-improvement for a few hours every night? This could be working on your own business, studying to help yourself, or simply working on your dream in some way. When you go to work every day, it's like planting your seeds in someone else's garden if you're not working for yourself. Your efforts and energy are working for someone else. And so you ask, what's so bad about this? What's so bad about having a job? What you have to realize is that your employer will never give you what you're worth. They will only give you a limited payout every week or every 2 weeks. And if you're lucky, you get a bonus with it. But in reality, you are giving so much more to them of your energy, your time, your expertise. And they are able to use this to help them create their dream. Now, if you're in a partnership, then that's different because everybody wins. Your seeds of labor are still working for you. But in the case of having an employer who is simply a taskmaster, then your energy is being used to help them grow their ideas, to help them grow their wealth, not yours. There's nothing wrong with working a job temporarily to help you fund your dreams, but there is really nothing in it for you in the long run to keep working for someone else. You will only leave that job 10, 20, even 30 years later with little more than what you came in with. So just think about it. What could you have built for yourself in all that time? But time is something you can never get back. It's like planting an orchard of fruit trees. When you work for someone else, they only give you a few bags of fruit every harvest. But the trees never truly benefit you, no matter how hard you work or how big they grow. You continue to only get an allotted amount. If you think about planting a fruit tree every day that you go to work, then in no time you'll realize that you could have an orchard. But again, that orchard isn't benefiting you. It's working for those that you work for. So you are basically a slave that gets a menial subsidy, but you have no hope of ever getting enough to free yourself from that plantation. You basically get a piece of cheese at the end of the week as a reward for your hard work and energy. And I guess that's why another name for money is cheddar. But spirit wants you to be aware, consciously, of what you're doing to yourself. You are a willing participant in being used, essentially, to enslave yourself. You are agreeing to work hard only to get crumbs or a piece of cheese. But when you take that same effort and time to start to work on your own dreams and manifesting your desires, then in a matter of years, your hard work and labor will start to benefit you and your loved ones. And it grows over time. It continues to multiply. Your labor, your hard work, your expertise is now multiplying for you. Work the job, but have an exit plan and actually execute it. Give yourself goals to reach and not a goal that you're going to do that thing after retirement. Don't be one of those people who say, when I retire from this job, then I'll start working on my own dreams. I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. Because you know that's not going to happen. You'll be too tired if you make it to retirement to start working on your own dreams. Because you've given all your energy away to someone else. And now you're just left with the crumbs. Spirit is telling you to free yourself and to really start working on a plan to get out of doing things that don't really bring you joy. Your job might be okay, and if you're in your own business, you may even like what you're doing, but make sure that is something that you're passionate about. Because your passion is letting you know that you are following your heart. It's your mission. Your mission is within your passion. And if you're not doing what makes you feel good, then it's just sucking the life right out of you. Get off the hamster wheel and become the creator that you are. Spirit says that it's time to commit to your dreams, that it's time to stop committing to killing yourself by working like a slave or by actually being committed to doing all the wrong things in your life. You know, people are committed to waking up every morning and rolling out of bed to get a cigarette or a cup of coffee or both. So why can't you be committed to waking up and going right into your morning meditation? Why is it so hard to be committed to doing positive things, things that feed your soul? You can find something that's better than waking up and killing yourself with a cigarette or a cup of coffee. You need to look at what you're committed to. Is it doing anything good for you? Are you growing because of it? Or do you need to make some changes in your life? It's time to commit to your spiritual growth, to your spiritual path. Commit to creating good health for yourself. Commit to learning something new that benefits you and that can help others. This should be your daily goal. Use your time wisely and don't waste it, because once it's gone, you can't get it back. Even though we are eternal beings, you still must use your time wisely, or else you will spend eternity stuck in the same place, learning the same lessons over and over, because you're not trying to grow. Spirit says that humanity is trapped in their lower chakras, the lower dimensions of reality, being ruled by their appetites, and they're not growing. Humans have been stuck in these lower chakras for far too long, and most have become bottom feeders. And you know what that means. They love filth. Spirit says this is the time to free yourself because the awakening is here and now. The door of the universe is open, and every soul that wants to ascend and to be free can now access that higher dimension. But the people on this planet have to want to ascend, and they have to want to walk through that door. No one is forced to ascend and to free themselves. You have a right to be in bondage and to stay in ignorance and fear if you want to. You're not being forced to free yourself or to free yourself from the bondage of ignorance and fear. It must be your choice. It must be your choice to raise your vibration and to begin to study to transform your reality and your life. You must become committed to serving your higher self, not your lower self, which is your self-destructive self. You must begin to do things differently and to develop discipline in your life, because discipline is a sign of maturity. Taking time to study, taking time to meditate, taking time for self-improvement, these are all signs that the higher self has been activated within you. Children are ruled by their appetites and desires. But children are supposed to grow up and learn how to take control of their appetites. But Spirit says that humanity is stuck in a childlike state, not desiring to grow and not advancing to higher levels of consciousness. So if you want to ascend, if you want to free yourself, then you must begin to be committed to self-improvement and study. This is absolutely necessary, because the lower desires must be tamed. They must be balanced. Show love for yourself and start being committed to your long-term growth. Invest in yourself spiritually, mentally, physically, and emotionally. Start taking the natural healing classes that I'm offering. They will benefit you greatly. Or take someone else's classes. Just do something to raise your consciousness and to begin to learn about things that will help you have a better life, that will help you create a better reality. The things that I'm sharing with you in those classes are life-changing. And I'm not just saying that because they're my classes, but because it's true. This podcast is life-changing. So what do you think you will learn with me in an hour class? And we've broken down the classes into hour-long sessions so that you don't have to sit there forever trying to learn something. And most of all, Spirit is guiding those classes, and they are really phenomenal. They will help you transform your life. You know I don't have time for foolishness, so that hour is power-packed with plenty of information that you can grow with. And there's a free ebook that goes with every class. So if you purchase the online classes, then just email me and let me know that you bought the classes on Vimeo. Send that proof of purchase through that email, and I'll send you the ebooks for free, and it will help you greatly. Just check out the online classes on our website at awakenthehealing.com to find out more about those natural healing classes. The links are there to take you to the videos that are now on demand on Vimeo. So we're making this more convenient for you to learn and grow with. So if you're not happy with everything in your life, then it's time for you to make that change. You're the only one that has the power to do it. It's your choice. You are the co-creator of your life with the universe. So you're either taking your power back or you're giving your power away. There's no in between. You must change your perspective about your life. You must change your perspective about why you're here on this planet. You came here with a mission, not to get caught up in foolishness or to waste your precious time, but to get something done and to learn from it in the process. Don't be foolish and squander your life energy. You must realize now how powerful you are and that you can create whatever you desire. But you must start now, because time is winding up. Plant your seeds so that they actually benefit you in your life and your loved ones, and become committed to creating your best life. Only you have the power to transform your life. Until our next show, be love, peace, and good health.
You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it.
We appreciate you taking the time to join us for this episode of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. Once you've subscribed to the podcast, be sure to visit us at awakenthehealing.com for more ways to maximize your potential for greatness. We look forward to helping you understand your purpose next time on Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life.
You can do whatever you want, just believe it, believe it.